I'm absolutely not adept in the area of NVC. I have some exposure. I have certainly read and studied Marshall's original book. The point that I want to bring up, this is the fourth of the events in this conference, and what I have noticed up until now is that whenever the leaders and the conversationalists are talking about NVC, they seem to be talking almost exclusively about focusing on needs. And I'm sure that there is a lot more to NVC than that, but I'm not hearing it. It's as though once you get into looking at bringing NVC into businesses, it's all focused on listening for and exploring and dealing with the needs of the people involved. That's what I'm hearing, and I believe there's more, and I wonder what I'm missing.
Thank you. I actually love your question, and it is the kind of a summary question that I was hoping people would come out with, and I want to say in response, first of all, you're spot on if that's what you picked up. I feel happy to hear that my colleagues are focusing in a similar way, and there's a reason for it. It is the heart and the foundation. It is the why, it is the purpose, it is the everything that underlies everything else. So it is the most key for me, not only in an organizational setting. Overall, I look at the needs part of NVC as the most radical, the most transformative, the most essential. Not all of it. The part that is irreducible. There are many, many other modalities that includes the other parts of NVC. I haven't seen something that so directly addresses human needs. The transformative potential of putting human needs at the center, just there's no way to overstate how radical that is, how different it is from anything that's ever happened in human history. So that's the yes part, and that's the reason why. So the second part that I want to say is, that said, that's the orientation, that's the intentionality. In terms of actual skill, which is different from intention, orientation, purpose, and all of that, the most important skill in terms of navigating relationships, aside from the listening for needs, and I can say a bit more about listening for needs, and it's all totally related to collaborative decision making, is the capacity to make requests. It is a very powerful tool. Just about everything depends on our ability to generate a request that is most likely to move a conversation, a decision, a relationship, a project, or whatever it is, to move it forward. That is unbelievably important. And therefore, as skills go, where I would put the most attention. Observations are important in a much more circumscribed way. They are super important in the context of feedback giving and receiving. Feedback that doesn't have specific observations is not digestible by the person who receives it. It's foundational to being able to share information between people to be able to give observations. It isn't so important in other contexts. When there is a divergence, when we don't know what we're talking about, being able to use an observation to serve as an anchor in reality about what is it that we're talking about is a great thing and less important than the needs. The last thing is, I don't see much receptivity for or need for talking about feelings in the workplace. And mostly I see feelings being particularly useful in a healing context when it's important to surface the feelings. In any other context, if I'm trying to sort out a conflict, if I'm trying to understand where people are coming from, if I'm trying to create change, the feelings are not so important. I generally skip them. That's where I land. Other people land differently.